This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, April 21st. Well, wheat market started out strong yesterday along with corn and beans, but we had some freezes down in the far southern plains which stoked the wheat market higher. Concern about damage to heading wheat in the panhandles of Texas, up in Oklahoma, also southwest Kansas. It was cold enough to do some damage, but it's hard to know exactly the extent of damage. Quite often freezes are kind of brushed off, but this one looks like it could have done a more damage than what the normal freezing temperatures do. And of course, it's hard to determine that. You really have to give it some time and test the plants, look at them, inspect them, and then basically you really don't know where you're at until harvest. And that's a good month away at least as harvest starts in southern Texas. So we're still several weeks away before we have an idea of how extensive the frost was, unless it was just a killer frost and the plant itself dies. But usually when you're heading out, you're not going to kill the plant, but you will sterilize the head if it's already there, ready to flower, or even if it hasn't emerged yet, you could still do some damage to the head. So it's going to take some time to really get an assessment of what the cold temperatures do. Got another round of cold here tonight, but I think that the market is kind of taking that in stride. We've also got South America, Brazil dryness continuing. It doesn't seem to be much relief in the longer range forecast. The corn crop there starting to see some stress as it enters into, you know, the key part of the growing season, and you're entering into the dry season for Brazil. The corn plantings were a good 3 to 4 weeks late in Brazil because of late soybean plantings and late soybean harvest. And so the corn is in late, and not only will it be harvested late, but it's pushing it into that normal dry season. So there's quite a bit of concern about yield loss in Brazil. Now that would show up, of course, in the exports. And so demand would shift from Brazil over to the United States, and we've already got very tight corn supplies. Here in the U.S., cold temperatures causing some concern about delayed plantings in the Midwest, but it is only mid-April. There's plenty of time. The longer range forecasts, like the 8 to 14, do show good rain across virtually all of the western Midwest and through the eastern Midwest as well. So that would be a huge shot in the arm for regions that are hovering on the drought areas, which is virtually all of the northern plains up into the Canadian prairies. Now the rain forecast in those regions not quite as for sure that you would get rain across the northern plains, but certainly the western Midwest is right in the middle of the above normal rainfall expectation. So that's encouraging, at least for the western Midwest. But when you look at the eastern half of Montana, all of North Dakota, all of South Dakota, into western Minnesota, and then a big chunk of the southern Canadian prairies, it's all engulfed in this major drought that has been going on really since last summer. And it's continuing this spring, and there's not a lot of optimism in the medium range forecast that we're going to see much break there. So that, of course, is spring wheat country, and it's Durham country, and it's, you know, North Dakota grows just about everything, and a lot of cattle as well. And we're seeing cattle head to town. Because of that, you just don't have pasture, and you're probably not going to have enough hay, so you send them to town early. But the drought is definitely supporting the Minneapolis market, but for wheat in general, Chicago has kind of taken up leadership again. That, of course, is on the heels of a strong corn market, and it's also some concern about the freezing temperatures in the southern Midwest as well. But there's also some increasing evidence that wheat feeding around the world is going to ramp up yet again, with China announcing that they were removing the requirements for the amount of corn and soy meal feeding into poultry and hogs. And so that would allow more wheat feeding. And we've seen evidence of this for quite a while. They've, in their weekly auctions for low quality wheat, the buyers have bought everything that the government has offered, which is really unusual. And we've talked about this quite a bit over the last few months. But that's what's happening, is very tight feed grain supplies, not only in China but around the world, are pushing more producers to feed wheat. And so this just props up the bottom line for wheat in general. And of course, Chicago is going to be the leader there. And that's the one concern that I had about spreading against Chicago, even though the fundamentals would say that, well, you know, the freeze damage in hard red is going to be more than soft red. Certainly the drought across the Northern Plains is going to be more bullish for Minneapolis than Chicago. But a strong corn market will help Chicago. Increased wheat feeding around the world is going to help Chicago. And the hedge funds and the index funds are going to head to Chicago as well. And there's ample evidence that there's a huge amount of money flowing into the commodities, not only because of the fundamental situation going on in the grains in general, but the perception that inflation will be rampant, so commodities will inflate as a result of that. That's your hedge against inflation. That's pretty standard procedure for investors. They're going to be flowing into the grains. So we have several things lining up here, and I think the stars are really lining up this year. Number one, you've got a demand-led bull market in grains, and you've had one for several months, and it is well intact. You've got some production issues showing up, and that started last fall, and it's still lingering in South America, and that is ongoing as we speak. And then here in the United States, of course, we really didn't get the plantings projections that the market certainly was looking for, and that's what started this last leg up into new contract highs. But the production prospects here in the U.S. just aren't enough to really replenish the stocks. Even with normal yields and normal weather, the acreage base doesn't look to be there. So you could make the argument that supplies are not going to be enough to meet demand, or just barely meet demand, for the next year. And this takes us well into next year. It may not become such a demand-led bull market, but it certainly would be a supply bull market. But either way, you cannot afford to have any kind of supply disruption during this growing season, whether it be Brazil's second season corn crop or the U.S. crop at all. And so, you know, I think breaks will be well supported, but I do think we will get breaks. And this rally that we're experiencing now, as we see the market continue to push into new contract highs, I think we're nearing the end of the road here, at least short term. As we get in the fields and get things planted here in the U.S., as long as the moisture situation is okay, I think the market will stabilize and probably pull back a little bit. We're trying to buy acres. It's that epic battle that we were talking about for so long that we are seeing play out in corn and soybeans. But as you get into the field and the commitments are made, and even really at this point, the commitments are pretty much made of what the producer is going to do. You know, fertilizer is very expensive, so, you know, corn is very high priced, but I think the producers have pretty much made up their mind, and that the March plantings have shown that. And so it's really just a matter of getting in the field. And with the moisture that is forecast, that's a huge win for the Midwest farmer, that they will be able to have at least good germination and a good start to the crop with that kind of weather and moisture that's in the forecast. So bottom line, you know, in the big picture, we're still in a very strong bull market. We're entering the growing season. We can expect volatility. We've had a huge run up here over the last few months. We're nearing our targets. We want to be careful about getting too overly bullish in the middle of April. And, you know, look for the market to pull back to get some correction here. It'll probably take a few weeks for it to kind of calm down and before we enter into the critical stages of the growing season. But I think there will be a weather scare, and that will certainly be beneficial to be a player in that, but I don't think it's quite yet. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.